As you will have heard in the Hamnet Bulletin, I am in Quebecher for the earthquake response exercise and spent Saturday afternoon catching up and chatting to the Hamnet Eastern Cape team. And I will only be returning to Gauteng the week after next. So on the offset, please accept my apologies for a shorter than usual programs. There are still two Pico balloons in the air. ZS1ERZ on channel 24 transmitting a 10-meter whisper beacon that was launched on the 16th of August 2025 and is now on its ninth time around the globe and was last heard on the 28th of November, south of South Africa, about to complete the ninth circumnavigation of the Southern Hemisphere. The Mauritian Radio Amateurs Balloon ZS6SRC81, which was launched on the 20th of November, and is transmitting a 20-meter whisper beacon, was last heard on the 29th of November, north of Blantyre in Malawi. There is a prediction that the balloon will return to the Mozambique Channel and move south around Madagascar. I have found an interesting YouTube channel of Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar Delta Alpha, Facundo Fernandez, who originally hails from Buenos Aires in Argentina and now lives in Atlanta in the US. Facundo has some interesting videos focusing mostly on digital modes and recommended to view if you are starting out on the digital modes, whether HF or 2 meter FM. I am particularly interested in FM digital modes like Windlink using 2 meter VARA FM and VARA AC on 2 meters, as these have use cases that can definitely be used for emergency communications. Take a look at www.youtube.com/@KilloKilo4OscarDeltaAlpha. There's also another newish website also focusing on digital voice with the aim to eventually have a complete collection of resources to help you getting started with digital voice technologies. Take a look at Evo Ham, and I spell it Echo Victor Oscar Hotel Alpha Mike.com. There's also some really interesting digital amateur television taking place between Belgium and Greece over a distance of 2,124 kilometers on the 10 meter band. We know that there is a lot of digital amateur television being done over Quebec Oscar 100 satellite by a small group of amateurs here in South Africa. DATV over the 10-meter band is being achieved using around 150 kHz bandwidth, which is remarkable and shows what can be done. You can read more about this achievement on the blogspot of John, Echo India 7 Golf Lima, at echoindia7golflima.blogspot.com/2025/11/digital-amateur-tv-experiment-between.html. The equipment being used is fundamentally similar to that being used by the guys doing DATV on Quebec Oscar 100. Well, that is all for this week. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands? Or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us at VHF News allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. Focus on VHF and above is compiled, edited and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.